Live from the UK's greatest city,
Manchester. This is Key 103
News.
Key 103.
It's 8 o'clock, and coming up, Key 103 talks exclusively to Manchester's fire chief with no money to burn.
We'll be having less senior officers, so I myself will be going back on the run as an operational officer with effect from January.
And Manchester police workers cop for the cuts.
Some people are going to be safe. I personally don't think that that's going to happen to me.
First, the chief fire officer of Greater Manchester has told Key 103 he's back battling blazes to beat the budget cuts. Today, firefighters will stage a rally in London to warn MPs that spending cuts will have a savage impact on jobs and safety. Manchester's chief fire officer, Steve McGurk, told our reporter Michelle Ponting the service has to make savings, so it's all hands to the pumps.
I'll be going back onto the operational roster alongside my other colleague senior officers, providing cover at the weekends in a rostered basis the same as everybody else. So effectively, doing two jobs for the price of one, I guess, but providing full operational cover.
So Monday to Friday, you'll be doing operational cover as well?
Monday to Friday, we'll be doing operational cover. And if we do have a very major incident that would require me to attend and I'm rostered on that day and there aren't enough to go around, as it were, then I'll have to, you know, drop everything in the office and go and take command of the operational incident.
Meanwhile, it's D-Day for hundreds of police workers across Greater Manchester. The force is having to shed almost 3,000 staff, and today they'll be told who's staying and who's going.
It'll be in the office that I work in. My assistant director will come and give us, me and my staff, separate one-to-ones, and then we'll find out, like I said, which category that we fall into.
And there's more on that on our website. Two teenage girls have been honoured for their bravery by Greater Manchester Fire Service. Danielle Beale ran into her friend's house in Beswick 5 times to try to rescue the occupants from the blaze. Carly Swift died trying to save her 2 brothers. Carly's mum, Sue, was invited to a special ceremony last night.
It's meant a lot. It's meant that Carly's been recognised for her bravery, and it's meant that Danielle's been recognised as well.
Prince William and Kate Middleton will sit down today with royal advisers to start making arrangements for their big day. William popped the question in October and gave Kate Princess Diana's engagement ring. And Robbie Williams returned to singing solo in Manchester last night. The Take That star did an impromptu performance of Angels on stage at the Opera House for the comedy Pantos on Strike. In half an hour, Matt's got all the sport.
Well, Capello's kids get the backing of Rio Ferdinand and Gareth Barry, and Joe Hart gives City a major injury scare.
That's the latest for Greater Manchester. I'm Paul Lockett.
Loco, last night, what did you reckon to it then?
What a great show. Pantos on Strike at
Pantos
the Opera House.
Pantos on Strike.
Just
was
amazing.
Was last night at the Opera House. Me and Loco were there.
It's Panto for adults.
Yes, Panto with swearing.
Yeah, if you've ever been in the audience with normal Christmas Panto and you've thought, oh, I just wish they'd say it as they mean it. So it'd be a bit like this. It's behind you.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
The details in 15.
Manchester's number one hit music station.
This is Key 103.
News.
Key 103.
It's a minute past 8.
Viva Chile!
Coming up, it's mission accomplished for the miners. But first, there could be more bobbies on the tweet in future.
Well, essentially what we're doing is for 24 hours, putting out details of every single incident.
The force wants the public and politicians to see what officers have to deal with, and it comes as the police face unprecedented budget cuts. Our reporter Lucy Ward has been talking to the Chief Constable Peter Fahey.
Hello, Greater Manchester Police. How can I help?
I'm in the operational communications room where staff here deal with up to 120 incidents every single hour. With me now is the Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, Peter Fahey. Mr. Fahey, just explain to us exactly what's happening this morning.
Well, essentially what we're doing is for 24 hours putting out details of every single incident that we deal with. It's really important, I think, we try and find different ways of getting information out to the public so they get a better picture of what their police officers and staff are actually doing. But it's also, yes, part of a general concern we've got that often the picture is portrayed that we only deal with crime, and actually we deal with a lot of other issues, many of them related to social problems.
Well, Lucy's been monitoring all the tweets this morning. What have the police been dealing with?
Well, a real mixture of trauma and trivialities, from a rape in Manchester city centre to a woman asking police
pleas for help because she has nowhere to stay, and a member of the public in Salford complaining about being woken up. Since 5 o'clock this morning, they've had more than 100 call-outs and 9 people have been arrested.
And you can follow those incidents on our Twitter page. Chile's president has described the successful rescue of the 33 miners as a miracle, a minor miracle. Sebastian Pinera was there to greet most of the men as they emerged from the shaft.
Each time I had the chance to hug the miners, they were so happy because they were experiencing a kind of rebirth.
You can see pictures of that on our website. Manchester Airport's installing body scanners in all its terminals. The devices were tried and tested a year ago as an increased security measure. The Justice Secretary will discuss his plans to get inmates into full-time work with prison governors in the region today. Ken Clark says for too many bored prisoners, getting out of bed was voluntary. And there's a potential disagreement brewing between Alex Ferguson and Wayne Rooney. The player's contradicted claims from the manager by insisting his ankle has been injury free all season. Matt's got all the sport in half an hour.
There's another couple of injury setbacks for Roberto Mancini this morning, and Kevin Davies says he doesn't want to be a one-count wonder.
And the release of the men from the Chilean mine appears to have boosted sales of Chilean wine in the UK. According to the papers, Waitrose and Asda have reported a surge in sales of the country's Sauvignon Blanc.
That's just an odd thing, that, isn't it? So let's just think about that for a second. Let's try and analyse that. So these miners have been trapped down the mine for 69 days.
Yeah.
They're from Chile, so people out there, I don't know which people, have actually thought to themselves, I'm going to go and buy a Chilean Sauvignon Blanc.
Packets of chili con carne mix are flying off the shelves, aren't they?
This is weird. Who would actually go and buy Chilean wine?
I think maybe it's just like, yeah, in the periphery of your brain.
But I was watching them coming up to be rescued,
and
I had this fantastic TV idea. It was a bit of an Alan Partridge moment.
Are you thinking of a game show?
Yeah.
Where loads of people get
celebrity
stuck at the bottom
miners.
Of a mine. Celebrity miners. They come up one at a time.
Yeah, but they're down there for 2 months, starting with Paul Daniels.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I know where you're going.